Joe Rogan Podcast. Check it out.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Train by day, Joe Rogan Podcast by night. All day.
Who sings that?
How dare you? How dare you say who sings that?
No, who's...
Angus Young.
AC.
No, Angus Young is the guitarist, right?
Ways
it's, God damn it.
My brother used to beat the shit out of me that music.
That's right. And then before him, Bon Scott. Bon Scott died of a drug overdose, right?
Oh, man.
Is that how he died? Just went too hard.
That's a thing. It's like it's that moment where you're like, do we want to go any harder?
I saw a video of Angus on stage the other night, like recently. He's like 7 years old.
From AC/DC.
Going ham.
Yeah.
Old fucking dude, white hair, just dancing. See if you can find that video. Just dancing around on stage. Carl is still up. He's like, Dad, you didn't even put me down yet.
It takes 3 minutes
to calm him? You got a whole system?
It's usually 3 or 4 minutes, and then by for sure 7 or 8, he's asleep.
And well, him a weighted... Do they have a weighted blanket or not for him?
I don't think they do that for dogs.
Not that much anxiety. He's pretty big.
Does that really work with people? I feel like there's other ways.
There's that one video blanket. That like really like kind of weak kid who gets trapped under one or whatever. Have you ever seen at that birthday party?
How big is the blanket?
I mean, it's like, I guess it's like 80 pound test or whatever. I don't know how heavy the threat. It's
like a Marlin blanket? A Marlin line?
I mean, I don't know how heavy the threat was, but it's like, he's like trying to text for help or whatever.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, it's just a joke.
No.
It has to be a joke.
I
for real? He was really trapped?
Yeah, it looked like he was very much trapped under there.
Oh, man.
He was very, I don't say malnourished or unnourished. You know, he didn't like to eat or whatever. One of those kids that only eats nuggets or whatever.
Oh, well, nuggets are better than just chips. At least nuggets are some kind of protein.
Yeah.
I mean... Some kind of. What do you think Bobby Kennedy's going to do when he gets into the White House?
Did we start?
I think we're starting. Are we rolling?
I've been going.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay. Okay.
Do you think they're going to get rid of nuggets? See, here's my take on the. Like, I was just reading this whole thing about Chick-fil-A,
mm-hmm.
and they were saying, this is the most dangerous food in America. The number one burger. Chick-fil-A is like the number one fast food sandwich, chicken sandwich, and there's a fucking 1,000 ingredients, and this, like. Yeah, just don't eat it every day, stupid.
Yeah.
I eat them. Yeah. I'm healthy. I'm real healthy. You just don't eat them every fucking day.
You enjoy them.
Yeah. You don't. That's not your primary diet.
Yeah, if you're going over there every day or whatever, leaving your kids at home to go get one or something, you're lying.
Fiending.
Yeah.
You're just fiending for Chick-fil-A all day.
Well, they're so good, and they come in that little bag. It almost has that. They come in the unmarked bag, you know?
This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp. Life is kind of like a book, and every new year is the start of a new chapter. Except in this case, the pages are blank, and you can write whatever the fuck you want. Maybe you're working towards buying a new home, maybe you want to learn how to garden or pick up hunting, or maybe you want to work on your relationships. However you want your story to play out, it's going to take work, dedication, and a little bit of help. Even the greatest authors have an editorial partner to bounce ideas off, and that's nothing to be ashamed about. If you need some help living the life you want, therapy is always a great place to start. Therapy is for everyone, not just people who've gone through a major trauma. It can teach you valuable skills like how to cope with stress, how to communicate better, how to set boundaries, and more. One of the best ways to get into therapy is BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's easy to get started and more affordable too. And as the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Write your story with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/JRE. That's betterhelp.com/JRE. I went to a football game the other day, ate 3 of them.
Yeah.
Feel good, still work out, still feel healthy. The key is just don't make that most of what you eat.
Yeah.
Every now and again, a little Chick-fil-A is not going to hurt nothing.
Yeah, treat your lady, treat your friend, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Get off of work. I'm going to have one today.
I'm going to get me a double-double from In-N-Out. Fuck it.
That's a lot, though. Double. Just get a regular one.
If you're going to go hard, go all the way hard.
See, I'm the guy who I would get two singles instead of getting a double.
You know what I get at In-N-Out? I get the Flying Dutchman.
Oh.
You know what that is?
Uh-uh.
It's just patties with cheese on it.
Mm.
And it's there's no so good. It's so good because it's fresh. Because In-N-Out doesn't freeze their meat. Their meat is always fresh. So when you get those, I mean, it's just perfect, man. Just two burger patties with two slices of cheese, and I pick those greasy bitches up, and nom, 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 and I feel great.
At
I don't feel
last.
Bad at all. It's like the closest thing you can get to healthy food at a fast food spot.
And so you're, there's no bread on them?
No bread. No bread, no nothing, no
and
sauce.
And what do you
no
pick
ketchup.
Them up with? You pick
My
them up with two forks?
Like a fucking pig, like God. A sloppy glutton. I just resigned myself.
That's that Missouri sushi, dude. You're fucking just meat and cheese.
Just meat and cheese and greasy fingers.
Damn, dude. That's that Montana sashimi, brother.
It's so hot you can barely hold on to it. Oh, people do it with the onions on it, too? Yeah, I've had that.
Oh, I haven't seen all this.
The onions is good. But my way is no onions.
I have a block on my computer. I don't think I can look at some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I put the Flying Dutchman, dude, it's going to bring up.
My buddy Cody gets them with onions inside of them. So they slice up the onions, put it inside of them, grilled onions inside. That's nice.
I love onions. I think onions are a underrated food.
Do you think onions have any nutrition in them at all? I love onions, too.
Yeah.
Whenever I eat onions, I'm like, what am I doing here? There's nothing here.
Right, but there's something about them that's like, oh, yeah, but you want some, huh?
There's a tinge. You know what I love?
Yeah.
I love a good tomato and onion salad, you know?
Yeah.
Like when they give those, like, beefsteak tomatoes, like heirloom tomatoes with slices of onion and some balsamic on that bitch.
I love that.
A little bit of salt. That's nice.
Oh, I love that. And
that's like an old school New York steakhouse thing, you know,
like a burrata style thing. You
mean? That's good too.
If you go burrata, you're great.
Oh, the burrata and the tomatoes, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
But the onions and tomatoes, tomato and onion salad was like a steakhouse thing. I never really saw it anywhere else. But like tomato and onion salad was like a big thing in like New York steakhouses.
Yeah, baby, that sounds good. I like when you get, there's a Vidalia onion. You ever seen that one?
No.
That's a beautiful onion. Bring one up if you don't mind, Jamie.
But let's guess though, because I genuinely have no idea.
Okay.
Do you think there's any nutritional content in onions?
Let me think about it. Let me think about while I'm eating one. I don't know.
There might be some sneaky shit that like only like Andrew Huberman can tell you about, you know, some weird ingredient.
Like some back end, like a back end magnesium or something.
Yeah. It's weird.
Like some fucking.
Some weird shit.
Like, you mean there's some.
That's a Vidalia onion. Yeah. Okay, so I think I've seen them before. I just didn't know they had a different name.
Those are good.
There is
man.
A lot of nutritional value. I have it on the
is
next
there?
Tab. But so
you know, okay, that's what you. I want to know. Impressive health benefits of onions. Oh, okay. Now I feel better for liking onions. Tell there's me what can they do for you?
Vitamin C.
Easy. We should have known
Let's see. Look at all that. There's a little sugar? Interesting. 4.7 grams of sugar in an onion. Imagine how nasty it would take without that sugar.
Oh.
How nasty would onions taste if they taste that good with that much sugar?
And just say, just God put a touch in there. He knew it.
Has anybody ever had onions, sliced onions with sugar all over it?
I don't know.
Damn,
because you would think it would bring the sugar out even more.
More, right? You know what I had the other day that was really good? Watermelon with salt on it. You ever have that?
No, I haven't had that.
Dude, it's like, it's you either love it or you go, what the fuck have you done to watermelon?
Oh, like, I could see that.
I love it.
Mexican people like to put crazy
chili
shit on
mango.
Fruit. Yeah.
Chili mango, man. That's
they're
a
like,
big one in Mexico.
You like this fruit and they're
like,
nailed it. Now you'd like it or what, motherfucker?
It's
like
spicy fucking, fruit.
Yeah, they get crazy,
bro,
dude.
But chili mango works uniquely. Like, out of all spicy fruits, that's the one that caught on so much it made it to potato chips.
Chili mango?
Yeah, chili mango's in everything.
I haven't had that.
Oh, dude, I drink chili mango element. You know what element is? Like the hydration mix?
Uh-uh.
It's nice. It's,
I like a hydration, though.
That's Rob Wolf's company, right? I believe so.
Dude, why are people, why is there so much hydration now? And also, dude, thank you to, I just want to say thank you to Mexican people just for doing everything that they do, dude. I feel like every week we should have a round of applause for Mexican people, I feel like, in America.
Well, it's weird to want to keep them out. You know, they have some of the best food. They're the nicest people. They're some of the hardest working people. Like one of the,
and they're organ donors too, a lot of them.
Well, that's awesome. One of the dumbest like stereotypes ever was like the lazy Mexican. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Everyone I've ever met has like fucking three jobs. They're all working 12 hours a day. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, I knew a Mexican guy. He had to leave work to go to his job.
Bro.
All the, it never ends, dude.
You know, Mexicans used to have a feud with Puerto Ricans back in the day with boxing. In boxing, there was always like this feud between Mexicans and Puerto Ricans. And the Mexicans would always say that the Puerto Ricans didn't work hard enough.
What?
Like the discipline. Like some of the Puerto Rican guys were maybe more talented, but the Mexican guys were known for discipline. Like some of the great Mexican boxers, like Julio Cesar Chavez, one of the things about him was his volume was insane.
Yeah.
His knowledge of boxing was insane, but his volume was insane. And the only way you could have volume like that is if you have supreme conditioning.
And what does volume mean? Volume punching?
Volume of punching.
Wow.
You ever watched Julio Cesar Chavez? Mm-mm. One of the greatest of all time.
He passed away?
One of the greatest of all time. No, no, he's still alive.
Oh, good.
And his son is boxing now. His son is a really good boxer. Not at the level that his dad was, but Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. was one of the all-time greats. But he would just overwhelm people with volume and just break them down. Pull up a Julio Cesar Chavez highlight. Because when he was in his prime, he one of the greatest fights of all time was him versus Meldrick Taylor. And he knocked Meldrick Taylor, who was an Olympic gold medalist, phenomenal boxer. And
cool
he
name.
Knocked out Meldrick Taylor with like 10 seconds to go in the final round.
He made this dude cry.
He made this dude cry?
Yeah.
Look, his hair should make me cry.
Who's that again?
Is that the dude from Red Clay Strays? That's his brother? He looks like he could be his cousin that wants money from him.
Bro,
it's my cousin, the boxer. Shit.
That looks like it looks like fucking machine gun punching.
This is so I don't know why he made this dude cry, but just go get me a highlight because we don't have the time to like just watch him break this dude down. Give me just like a Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. high, oh, excuse me, Chavez Sr. highlight.
She comes from Silver Spoon.
Those guys, you got one of their jackets on, man. You're wearing a red case, red clay.
I didn't even realize that. Yeah, I am.
They're great, man.
Thank God this is warm.
So in the 1990s, he was the fucking man.
He was an animal.
He was the
huh?
man. He was, I forget what his record was before he had his first defeat, but it was something crazy, like 80 or 90 fights before he had his first defeat.
Yeah, athletical.
Bro, and just, is there a highlight of his knockouts?
Oh.
Just give me a highlight of like him beating the fuck out of people. He was so good, dude.
Look at this. He's about to cook this brother.
That was Meldrick Taylor.
Oh,
so Meldrick Taylor and him had an epic fight where Meldrick was winning the beginning of the fight. The Meldrick was very good.
That's he's Meldrick?
No, that's Pernell Whitaker. That was a fight where he probably shouldn't have won, but they gave it to him. And a lot of people, including myself, watched that and think Pernell Whitaker got robbed. Mm. Pernell Whitaker was like the slickest of all of the American boxers of his era.
Wow.
But Julio Cesar Chavez just broke Meldrick down later in the fight.
What made him so good then? What made him?
Well, you know, what makes a fighter? There's a lot of things. But he didn't stand out in terms like he wasn't faster than everybody
right.
or hit harder than everybody.
Yeah,
he wasn't
like a
one-punch guy.
Right here.
He was a volume puncher.
Right.
So he would put guys away by breaking them down. He would break their will and crush them. That was what he would do. And he would do it with this fucking mean look on his face when he's just at the end of fights when he had guys broken. He would just overwhelm them and swarm them. He was one of the most terrifying guys because he can keep his pace up, 12 rounds, no fucking problem,
like Dominic
iron
Cruz?
Chin, but different. You know, it's like Julio's, that's the final punch that dropped Meldrick Taylor.
Wow.
And that was one where it was a fucked up call because Richard Steele knew that Meldrick Taylor was out, but there was really only 2 seconds left in the fight, but he still has to wave it off because the dude can't fight.
Right.
So it's kind of crazy. So all these people were mad at Richard Steele because if he didn't do that, Meldrick Taylor would have won the decision. So he stops the fight with like 2 seconds to go. How many seconds was it when he called the fight off? I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say 2 seconds. Might have been 5 seconds.
And what would you do in that situation then?
Well, he's doing the right thing. The referee is there to save the fighter. If he takes one more punch in those 2 seconds and that one punch kills him.
Right.
That's him. It's on him.
17 when he went down.
So 17 he goes down. Well, so let's see what happens. So he gives him the count, which is a standing 8 count, and then he looks at him and he asks him a couple of questions. Give me some volume. So look, he's not looking at the clock. He's looking to save this guy. But look at him. Look at him.
Wow.
He looked him in the eye. He wasn't there.
3 seconds left.
But he's doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing. It's crazy if there's 3 seconds left, but he is doing the right thing.
It's because a referee's job is to make sure that they stay alive.
Yes. Protect the fighter.
Because a fighter wouldn't make the right choice, you're saying?
Right. That's wow. That's why a referee has to protect the fighter from a cut. Like if the cut's too bad, the referee has to call it or bring in a doctor to call it. There's some times where the referee, it's a judgment call, and sometimes they get it wrong because they're human. But it's a crazy job. They have the hardest job in the world. So the guys like Herb Dean, the guys like Mark Goddard, those guys need more praise because it's one of the most difficult jobs in all of combat sports other than being a fighter. The second most difficult for sure is being a referee.
Wow.
Because you got to make these calls. You're like in the middle of chaos in a world title fight where millions of people are watching.
Oh.
And you got to keep this thing together in this very chaotic sport.
That would be so tough. Yeah, I wonder, what are the requirements to be a referee? Like, how much, you know, like, to be one of those, like, Mark Goddard or...
Well, there's courses you can take. You know, I know Big John McCarthy was very instrumental in educating people. Herb Dean's very instrumental in doing this. There's a lot of these guys. Mark Goddard, they'll put together seminars and help guys that are coming up. And there's probably a formal... Let's see, it's a... Find out, like, what is the website that's, like, best for if someone wants to go and learn how to be a referee. But,
fuck,
you know,
you could probably just pull up in Memphis and start blowing the whistle on a bunch of shit.
Most of them
down.
Are massive fans, of course. Most of them train, like Mark Goddard trains. I believe Mark Goddard's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. We'll have to check that. Herb Dean, I know, had a few MMA fights.
Oh, so they also have some. A lot of them also have experience.
Mm-hmm. You have to have some. You have to know what's going on because sometimes, especially in like submissions and things like that, like things get complicated real quick.
Yeah.
Like someone not letting go of an inside heel hook. And like that's a scary one. There's like, do you remember Husamar Paul Jarez?
Uh-uh. No way.
His name was Taquinho, which means tree trunk. That's like his nickname.
Husamar, he's Brazilian?
Husamar Pajares. He was the scariest guy of all time because he was all leg locks and he was built like a tank. He was like 5'8", 185 pounds, just this fucking ball of muscle. Yeah. And he would dive on dudes' legs and just rip them apart.
Oh, like a python.
And wouldn't let go. Wouldn't let go of the legs. So the guys would be tapping. He's the only guy to ever get kicked out of the UFC winning.
Because he was doing
that?
Because
he was holding submissions. They kicked him out. They said, you can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do it? You can't do
what? You got to let go when the referee says stop.
Oh,
he's crippling people.
Oh.
You want to see a highlight that makes you cringe? Pull up Husamal Paul Jarez submission highlights.
Oh, I don't want to see it. But I'll
Jake
see
Shields
it.
Punched him in the face after their fight because he got a hold of a Kimura. Jake tapped and he still kept cranking on it.
Huh.
He would do that with guys. He just was a pit bull. He wouldn't let go. But there's... an unsportsmanlike aspect.
Do you feel
for
like
sure.
that's unsportsmanlike at a certain point? It seems
100%.
Like it is.
You know you're going to cripple a guy. You know if you keep twisting on a knee, he's going to have surgery. You know, if a person taps, it's supposed to be that's it. You know? And there's the heat of the moment stuff, but then there's people that just do it over and over and over again. And
right.
There's, you know, folks
like
that
Draymond
are known
Green.
For that. So look at what he would do, man. He would just get a hold of a guy. Look at his knee. Look, and he's tapping, and that was with John Fitch. Show that one again. So he's tapping. So he gets this knee bar. This knee bar is awful. Look how bad it is. He's tapping, and he's still cranking. Still cranking.
Wow.
Yeah, still cranking. So it was like he would hold on for an extra second or two, which is more than enough to destroy
And they
your
kicked
knee.
Him out.
A second doesn't seem like a long time unless you're caught in a knee bar. That second's, that's an eternity where your knee is getting exploded and you're tapping and he won't let go. You got to let go immediately when the person taps.
Yeah.
When the referee stops the fight, you got to let go immediately.
Now, do you let go when the guy taps or you let go
Look at this here. The referee was on him. The guy's screaming in agony, still cranking.
Yeah, he might have had a vengeance. He might have had a...
Oh, he was a mean dude. But he grew up very poor on a farm, horrible upbringing. You know, it's like there's a kind of a crazy story to it.
A lot of pain.
Mm. Grew up in extreme poverty. And like this scar on his chest, like they had to glue a wound that he had as a child, like on the farm. They glued it together. That's why he has this big scar on his chest. Just a hard man.
Yeah.
And a scary dude if he got a hold of your legs because he wasn't going to let go.
God, I'm glad I don't know him. I mean, in some ways, you know.
Well, you're glad you're not grappling with
him. Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to know him, like, adversely. Damn, dude. Yeah, I can't believe we saw Shane, too.
Yeah, what did you say? He looked like a pickled egg? How dare you?
No, what you're saying.
I knew right away. You hadn't seen him in how long? As soon as you saw him, Shane's in the sauna, and you're like, you look like a pickled egg.
Well, he looked like one of those kind of eggs, like in that little cage or whatever at the gas station, you know?
those bucket eggs. The ones that are on the bars. Yeah. The pickled. Give me one of them pickled eggs. Do you know how fucking hungry you have to be? These fucking eggs. Who knows how long they've been sitting there. You're like, yeah, give me one of them.
And there's always some trucker over there just bobbing for apples in the tank of them, like, bleh, bleh, bleh.
It looks so unsanitary.
Bro, in the fart that rips out of your body off
How
of that
are you going to ban Chick-fil-A, but you're not going to ban that?
I know.
You imagine?
Dude, that has to be RFK's arch nemesis right there.
You imagine if you were living off those eggs, the farts you would have? If that's your only food source. Like, let's imagine you're like stuck on a boat. In the middle of the ocean with only bottled eggs. Bro, after a while, your own farts are going to make you jump in the ocean. You're like, I can't even be around myself.
But there's a lot of, like, there's that trucker's high that they get from huffing their own gas. There's like a syndrome or something that starts from it. From people, just imagine what that can't be good for you, right? Caging yourself up at 80 miles an hour with your own farts and just cruising state to state, just fucking
just letting it go, baby.
Ugh.
And the combination of things, ring dings, and pork rinds, and fucking saying, Pepsi,
saying fag over and over again, just all of that just compiled at once into you,
and then listen to conspiracy theorists. Talk on podcasts all day.
Just deep in fucking the murky waters of Alex Jones, just hopped up.
I've been on social media a little too much lately.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been reading too many people fighting and arguing about stupid shit to the point where I'm starting to develop theories and I don't want to.
Like, I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
he? Yeah, he's losing all weight.
He looks like he has to go to court for something.
No, our friend Sean is helping him. He's working out with him every day. Yeah.
Bro, I noticed it like in a month. I just saw like, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, he's really committed. He's going to do a documentary on it. He's got to do a documentary on taking back my health.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But this is a fucking theory that it's not even him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's theories that they replaced him with a different guy. Yeah.
Who did, though? That's always the thing.
That's the thing. But here's the thing. I know that's not true.
Right.
Like, I know the guy who's training him. I know him. Like, I'm still in touch with him.
Yeah.
Like, I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is, like, a different person.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people believe he's been co-opted by the government. There's a lot, like, he has to chime in on every single thing that everybody wants him to. Otherwise, he's been co-opted. And I'm starting to develop these theories where I don't know how much of that conversation is real. I certainly think there's a percentage of that conversation is real.
What conversation you mean?
When people think that people have been co-opted.
Okay.
By the government. Like, that they've become, what are they, what is that one that they like to use? Controlled opposition. That's what, if you want to pretend to be a smart conspiracy theorist, you have to say controlled opposition.
I could easily look see. Bro, in 2 weeks, Tom Segura will be playing this guy.
He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
He does. But he,
but he doesn't look like the same person.
Because, not at all, dude.
Because he's laid off the booze. He's laid off the booze. He's not eating any bullshit. I don't even know if he's drinking. A lot, bro.
Really?
Yeah,
can you bring those back up, please, one time, brother?
Satanic pedophiles all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
dude,
sometimes you want to take the edge off.
Yeah, bro. He fucking... I mean, he looks totally different now.
Yeah.
He looks like Randy Orton.
Now, but imagine if this was no internet. Imagine there's no internet, so we don't
you
know.
You believe in a heartbeat it wasn't a rogue guy.
Sure. There's no way that's the same guy.
Yeah.
This guy on the left looks 15 years younger.
Oh, yeah, dude. A chubby guy used to do the pool when I worked at this farm one time. He used to do the pool. And one year he got on Dexatrim or some illegal fat burner or whatever. And he came and did the pool one time when I was there. And I didn't even believe it was him. And never believed it. Totally different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you didn't have stuff like this, you'd be like, that's not the same guy.
So this was just the television days. No social media.
Yeah, I think that they recasted the guy because something happened to him over the offseason.
100%. You would think, oh, someone replaced Alex Jones with a fake Alex Jones.
But he would tell you if that happened, right? He would be like, Joe, somebody...
Yeah, they replaced me. He would say they replaced me.
They're sending somebody
Who the fuck is going to do his voice? There's only four people alive. They can do a good Alex Jones impression. Are you aware of the Elon Musk, Adrian Dittman controversy?
That he... I saw something. There's a. They said he was a fake person. He made a fake.
What's called? I think they call them sock puppet accounts.
Okay.
And it's generally frowned upon to have a fake account. Like, it seems like it would be a fun way to fuck around online. I don't have one, but it seems like it would be a fun way to fuck around online.
It takes a lot of time. It seems like.
Yeah, but you could have like a fake account where if you're a public person. You know, like Elon Musk, and you want to say some wild shit, but you don't want to take responsibility for it. You just want to shit post like everybody else, like an anonymous person.
Oh, that's true. He can't do that, really.
Yeah, I would say that would be a smart thing to do.
Was it really him? Did they find out?
But is that unethical? That when one person can call themselves, you know, cat turd, you know, that's a legit name for a dude. I don't know anything about that cat, but that guy can just talk about anything he wants to talk about. But if Elon Musk does it, well, he has the responsibility of his public image. But maybe he doesn't want that.
Right.
Like, I don't have a problem with either one of them.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to shed your skin. You just want to take a layer off and you want to relax at the house. You want to kick your feet up and yell something down the hallway you shouldn't yell.
Right.
And that's what he wants to do.
I think you should be allowed to do that.
Yes,
this
think
is
you should
one
too.
Of the problems with making the internet, you know, like taking away the anonymity. But here's my question. Because of that, right? So... if people can just have fake accounts and people should be able to, which I think they definitely should be able to do. Because of that, though, then you have to wonder when you see arguments, how many of these arguments are real people and their real opinions? And how many of these arguments are this giant block of accounts that's been purchased by a large organization that is hiring people or using AI to have arguments with people and incite things online.
Wow.
It's not 0% people. Now,
no.
I'm saying, like, if you have a personal belief in something, like, no, they're not bots because I think that way, I'm not saying that you don't believe what you believe. And I'm not even saying that you're wrong. I'm saying that if there's any hot button cultural topic, you can fucking guarantee that some of the people talking about it aren't real. Either they're not real in that these are not their real opinions, they're being told to say these things, or they might not even be a real human. They might be an algorithm, or they're a bunch of people that have been hired whenever there's hot button cultural issues or voting issues or political issues. A lot of those people arguing are not real.
Yeah.
And there's a real question as to what the number are. Like, how much of this is like real interaction between people? And how much of this is all of this meddling that's being done? Like, they're changing the way people think about things and forcing and arguing with these things all day, very persuasively on behalf of some sort of special interest group.
Yeah, I think that sounds very plausible, especially these days. There's like, there's not as much, you know, it used to be that a lot of media was controlled by a few channels and networks, right? I mean, that's safe to say. Would you agree with that?
It was all controlled by a few channels.
Right.
It was all, I mean, all you had when we were kids, you had, I remember when cable came out. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
What was before that?
You had ABC, NBC, CBS. That's it.
No.
Yes, that's it. And then
you
out of nowhere.
Three chances for
Fox. Fox was crazy. Married with Children. The Simpsons. Fox was nuts. Fox was this wild network. So that was the fourth network.
Married with Children was so good, dude.
So good. So you have this fourth network. And then cable comes along, and then satellite, and now streaming and the internet. It's like, what? I don't even think we're aware of how much more content we absorb than people that were, you know, that lived like when I was 21.
Oh, yeah.
Playoffs. We're talking about playoffs? You bet we are. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Scoring touchdowns is key to winning the playoffs, and you can score big by betting on them at DraftKings, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Ready to place your bet? Try betting on something simple, like a player to score six. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. New DraftKings customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code Rogan. That's code Rogan for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/audio.
Well, even if you're just by the airport or whatever, sometimes I wish they'd be like, can someone turn all this shit off? It's like,
yeah,
you don't even know what's going on anymore. In the middle of the night, I'll have like songs playing in my head that I heard on like TikToks and shit. It's just bad. Like, it's gotten to be too much. But I think that there's, what I'm saying is, if somebody had all that control at one point, or if a few networks did, there's no way that now that they have less control, they're not still trying to find that control.
100%.
And that they're hiring different groups to be Twitter bots or Twitter personalities or whatever.
Yeah, make TikTok accounts, 100%. Do TikToks about issues. People have said flat out that they were offered money and then they got paid money to make things for political people, like make people think that they were really excited about voting for someone. They would pay them for pro content,
right?
So pro whatever that person is. Like, there's a whole business in this where they reach out to popular influencers and they say, hey, I want you to endorse this person. Would you do that for X amount of money?
Well, didn't that happen with like Megan Thee Stallion or somebody? Weren't they hired recently, or some of the, and I'm sure the Republican Party did it too. I think that was a Democratic one that they had, where they hire performers to come and perform.
Yeah, this was the big controversy. We tried to get to the bottom of it. It's hard to know. So the accusation was that there was a few artists. Lizzo was one of them.
Yeah, that's
Eminem was another one. Beyonce was the big one.
Right.
And that they were paid an exorbitant amount of money to go and endorse Kamala Harris at these rallies. I don't know if it's true. It seems like there might be something to it. They spent so much money, dude. It's so crazy that the economy is like one of the biggest problems that we think of today. Like, if you think of...
Like, what do you mean, the economy?
The economy. Like,
the U.S.
worried,
economy.
The people that want to vote on things, what do they want? They want the economy to be healthier. They want us to have less national debt.
Safety.
They want less inflation. They want safety. They want low crime. If that is the amount of fucking money they went through, like, you spent $1.5 billion And you paid celebrities to, if that's true, you paid celebrities to, like, how am I supposed to trust you with spending money? You imagine if, like, if you were going to marry a gal and you just gave her access to your credit card, you're like, look, baby, you know, you and me, we're in it now, so...
Here you go,
I want you to be happy. And she just goes fucking ham.
Yeah, she's just buying gypsy roses.
But she says, hey,
rose,
I'm only doing this
amulets
up until we get married.
Yeah.
Because once then I'm all about a sensible budget. I'm all about fiscally being responsible.
You couldn't believe that.
You wouldn't believe it.
Not at all.
You'd be like, wait a minute. You've been going crazy with these fucking handbags and jewels and shit.
You'd be like, I'm not marrying you then because, yeah, we have too much shit. I can't even see you in the apartment now.
Also, I can't trust you with the credit cards. You're a fucking maniac.
Dude, I had this roommate for a while, this dude, and he would get all high out in the living room, and he would get these empty boxes, cardboard boxes, and he had a couple cats, and he'd get out there, and he would have them do tricks and stuff up the box. He'd stack them really high in the living room. It's like a 20-foot ceiling. And he'd get stoned. He'd get upset if I didn't come out and watch. Fucking weird is that?
Meanwhile, that guy can vote.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guys go, whoa, Megan Thee Stallion? Is that who she's voting for? Well, fucking sign me up.
He would get pissed if I didn't come out and watch, dude.
That's what's crazy. Like, they spend money to make sure that people think that famous people will vote for them.
I don't think anybody... Dude, I don't even believe that there's famous... it doesn't even seem like a real thing anymore. It's like the other... Like, I was just texting with Nikki Glaser did the... whatever it's called. Golden Globes, right?
That's what it was, right?
Yeah, she hosted the Golden Globes.
She killed it.
She did a great job, right? She did a great job, and she was, like, just confident and fun and ripped. Just, it was awesome. She did a great job. So I was just texting her saying, hey, congrats, that was awesome. And I said, were you nervous at all? You know, there's a lot of famous people. And then she's like, no. And I was like, I was thinking, it doesn't even seem like people are that famous. Fame has kind of gotten different over the years. Does it seem like that at all? I think because some of the most popular people aren't. It used to just be like they were movie stars, you know? But now it seems like it's just changed. Like, you could have just as much infatuation for somebody that you saw that made an entertaining video on Instagram as you could for Tom Cruise, you know?
Well, what...
Do you know what I'm saying? Am I making any sense?
Yeah. Well, okay. I think one of the worst things that's happened to actors is they talk outside of acting. It's almost the worst thing you could do. Because then everybody, it changes your opinion of who they are.
Yeah.
You don't like them as much anymore, you know?
Well, in Hollywood, all was always one way. Remember 4 years ago, you couldn't even say the word Trump or Republican, and you would be fucking ostracized? I mean, it was like, or 8 years ago? Like,
I'm sure it's probably still like that now. In Hollywood, we're just not experiencing it because you're living in Nashville, and I'm living here in Texas. But if you're in certain circles in Los Angeles, they still feel the same way.
Yeah.
You know, it's... It's just, I wonder how much of the division in this country is caused by what we were talking about, by this thing that's legal. And again, I think it should be legal. I don't think you should have to tell your fucking name if you want to talk shit about something that's going on that affects your life or that affects your job or that affects your kid's school. You shouldn't be subject to fucking prosecution because you said something about the school board. Because you just felt like being an anonymous person saying they're a bunch of fat slobs and retards. And you wanted to say that, but you couldn't say that because then you would get in trouble with your kids would get in trouble and this and that.
Well, that's what's happening in England right now, isn't it?
It 100% is. It 100% is.
Is that really happening?
Yes, it's really happening. You can't give people that much fucking control. You can't give people that much control over what offends them or what offends people, what you could say, what you can't say.
Can you imagine if we could, if they would come at the end of every episode, they'd be waiting outside of your.
Yeah. Here's the thing, man. This is a new thing. This wasn't England 10 years ago. All right. This is a new thing. And it's a scary thing. It's a really scary thing. They arrested thousands of people for social media posts. Thousands.
That's crazy. Were they threatening people?
Well, this is what they're doing, man. First of all,
no, were the people, were the posts threatening?
No. They don't have to be. They don't have to be threatening.
What?
Yeah, they could be misgendering. There's a lot of things that you could get in
trouble.
Why
be alive if you can't even think or say what you want?
People could deem it's racist if it's anti-migrant. You know, they have a migrant crisis over there in Europe. People can deem it, you know, anti-migrant and Islamophobic, and you can there's a bunch of, you know, them that are threats. People threaten people online, which totally makes sense.
So yeah.
You shouldn't be allowed to threaten people online. But when you get past that, if you have an opinion about something, something that's affecting the country that you live in, I think you should be able to express yourself. And I don't necessarily think that people should know that it's you. I don't think you should have to carry that around. Like, you should be able to express yourself and not have to be famous. I don't think there's a problem with that.
You mean and not have to have it be known? So you're saying that
Elon should
be able to also have a separate voice if he wants to, or anyone should.
If you want
should.
To. But the problem is, if you do that, then you're going to have corporations that are doing what we're suspecting that they're doing. And what this one former FBI analyst... We pulled up this article 1,000 times, Jamie, but pull it up one more time just because it's just so crazy you can't believe it's real. This guy was analyzing the amount of Twitter people that are bots, and this was a contentious aspect of the purchase when Elon bought Twitter. So when Elon bought Twitter, they were saying there's only 5% bots.
I remember that.
We sampled 100 people, 5% of them were bots. And he's like, that's not enough. You have hundreds of millions of people that are signed up for this. How many of these people are fake and they really didn't want to tell? They didn't, they just like just, not a lot, don't worry. It's like, you know,
yeah, how many bots were programmed to lie if they were asked if they're a bot?
It's like a guy asking a girl, how many guys have you slept with?
Yeah.
A couple. Nothing.
Four.
Nothing. Don't worry about it. I'm a former CIA cyber operations officer who studies bot traffic. Here's why it's plausible that more than 80% of Twitter's accounts are actually fake, and Twitter is not alone. More than 80%.
Yeah.
See, I don't think we realize that because we're on there for real. We're real people on there. But you're real people where fake people are constantly arguing right in front of your face like the world is ending. And it's not necessarily all real people. There definitely are real people arguing on Twitter. Don't get me wrong. And I think even the fake people arguing is very addictive, and I think you want to get involved too, because like you're seeing this guy dunk on that guy. I want to fucking dunk on somebody.
Yeah.
And then people are spending all their time in this job that they hate when no one's looking, the boss isn't around, you know, typing up some real witty, nasty shit on Twitter. And I think there's, you want to be able to do that anonymously, but if you do have that and you don't know who's doing what,
yeah,
you do get to this point where someone can fucking manipulate it. But if you do know, then the problem is the government has already shown how fucking shady they are when someone comes out and says something that goes against what they agree with or what they're trying to push or what agenda they have or what's best for them financially. So they'll fucking throw the kitchen sink at you. We've seen them do that. You can't have those kind of people in power where they can know exactly who's saying what. You still have to have the ability to have whistleblowers. So you have this conundrum. On one side, you're going to have this completely manipulated environment that's done by corporations and fake people and people that are paid by parties just to push the party line and to go out there and debate it vigorously and argue it. They're mm-hmm. paid to do it.
Yeah.
And all you have is your wits. All you have is your ability to try to form your own opinions of things regardless of like where you feel like you're pulled because of whatever ideology you've publicly proclaimed to be. I'm a liberal person. This is how I feel. I'm pro this, I'm pro that. And then they'll start fighting about what that means.
What's scary when that happens, because then you also have locked yourself into a space where you might not change because you're afraid of what your public persona is.
Exactly.
And that's got to be...
Well, that's how you get to... Dick Cheney endorses Kamala Harris, and the liberals are like, yeah, boom. I saw this dude, he posted a atomic bomb gif, and is like, after that happened, like, it's over, boom. Like, you guys are just dorks who don't play sports. Do you realize what kind of mental gymnastics you have to go through where Dick Cheney, rest in peace, where Dick Cheney...
He passed away.
He just passed away. Where Dick Cheney endorsing your liberal progressive candidate that somehow or another that's a good thing. The guy was the architect of the fucking the Iraq invasion, weapons of mass destruction host, all that shit.
He was a Schlumberger guy, right?
He was a scary guy, man.
He was the oil guy, right? Who couldn't put
it. Halliburton.
Yeah, Halliburton.
He's from Halliburton.
Fuck.
Bro.
That was bizarre. I mean, it's
mental gymnastics.
Everything's gotten so bizarre, dude.
He's not dead?
No.
Oh, it's a fake report?
Yeah.
Fake Dick Cheney death report came from RT parody account. Those motherfuckers.
Here we go, bro. But
they
hey,
got me. But this is the thing. It's like, you can't tell what the fuck is true. Well, first of all, how is he still alive? You know?
Yeah, let's go.
How many
dude.
Soccer players did we lose this year? Midfield, from massive electricity. Heart attacks, just running down the street. People are dying.
And Liz,
and somehow or another, Dick Cheney's still alive.
And Dick Cheney's
with
still out there twerking.
Different heart.
Yeah. That's what they're doing.
He's got a
now.
Fake heart.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's on his sixth or seventh heart. A lot of these. You don't think politicians are getting fucking separate hearts and organs, dude? You don't think they're first in line when they fucking.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's probably part of if you're going to open up a hospital, this is what I want. The moment my shit goes south, I want a doctor ready with his hands scrubbed.
Yeah. Oh, I bet there's a sick Rothschild out there somewhere, and every month they're putting a new ticker into him.
Dude, I was reading a story last night about this dude who was one of the, I think he was a Rockefeller, who got eaten. See if that's, I believe he's one of the Rothschilds or Rockefellers. God damn it. One of them fancy people. Mm-hmm. When you hear the name, you're like, oh, that fancy family. One of those. So this dude went to New Guinea and got eaten by cannibals. Apparently he went there.
I'd hate
Michael Rockefeller. So apparently he went there, and they were fine with him the first time he went there, but he was trying to get something from them, and the something that he was trying to get from them was sacred. And apparently they were very pissed off at him. So he didn't know that they were pissed off at him. So when he went back, he thought they'd be friendly with him.
Yeah.
And they killed him and ate him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then they hid it. They hid the story forever. So they went looking for this guy. Like, hey, my rich cousin is missing. Where is he? And they're like, I don't know.
They just lied.
Fucking burp. They just ate that dude.
Somebody just coughs up one of those things that keeps your what is that thing that goes on the end of your shirt, Joe?
Your cuff?
A cuff link.
Oh, a cuff link.
I just fucking...
Yeah.
Somebody just coughs up a cuff link.
Hey, let me give a shout out to the person who's... it was on their YouTube channel because I can't remember most of the details of the story. But if you go to this dude's YouTube channel, he lays it out.
I tried to find a hat that matched with y'all's curtain in here.
That's perfect. You nailed it.
Thanks.
I get it in here somewhere. I have a real problem with these goddamn YouTube videos. I'm watching too much. I'm absorbing a lot. I'm learning things.
But do you think like you talked about Islamophobia in Britain?
Did I talk about it? What do you mean?
Or did you mention it a minute ago, Islamophobia?
Well, we
what
were
does Islamophobia mean?
We were talking about the migrant crisis. We weren't necessarily saying Islamophobia. I think there's a, you know, it's like the migrant crisis in the United States. It's not a crisis of one type of individual coming in. The idea is that you want to be able to vet everybody who comes in, from no matter what, whether they're from Guatemala or they're from Syria. You want to find out who the fuck they are. You don't want to let in criminals and psychopaths.
Yeah.
It's all that simple. And if you start, you know, blocking off people's ability to do that, I always have to wonder, like, what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
If you're just trying to let everybody in and not check, are you trying to create chaos? Is that what you want? Because that's what I would do if I was an evil person and I wanted to fuck up an entire civilization. I would just let criminals in. I would encourage criminals to go there. I would release them out of my jails and give them money to go north.
Yeah.
You can just walk across to America. We're going to pay you to do it.
Well, I think you have a lot of people that have that believe in some sort of a moral and ethical code, and they feel like they don't have a place to be sometimes, you know?
Well, there's also some people that grow up and they just got fucked by the world. They just got brought to a real bad spot. And they started off way worse than you and I.
For sure.
And that's the reality of if you want to keep a healthy society, you have to keep those fucking people out. Like, the world is not fair. It's not fair. And if you want to protect the best aspects of the world, you got to keep them safe. And then spread out that safety from there. It's not let in all the bad. It's spread out the safety. It's like the way to do it isn't to just let all the criminals in and then, oh, well, now we all live with crime. Like, no, that's stupid. The way to do it is to solve the crime problem in an area and then expand that area ever greater across the world. That is totally doable. That's totally doable. You're never going to stop all crime, but you can minimize it significantly with a concerted effort, which is not being done. They're not doing that. And there's a bunch of different things that they have to do. Instead of just hiring cops to fuck people up, they should train cops better. They should pay them more. They should make them more respected.
Yeah,
they
should
make people appreciate cops instead of like think of them as the enemy.
I agree. We always thought that cops were reliable, but then I guess some cultures have different experiences with cops. But these days, cops are so diverse that it's like you couldn't have a – like you'd almost have to be a alien or something to have – a racial issue, it feels like sometimes, you know?
Well, I think cops are just like all kinds of people. And the problem with all people is they're going to vary. There's going to be some people that can handle pressure and some people that can handle having power and being a boss.
Oh,
like,
that's
you've
a
had good
point.
Bosses. I've had great bosses. We're great guys. They made you happy to work with them. You knew they were the boss, but it was a cool situation. And then you got people that are cunts just because they're bosses. You got this guy that just won't stop talking down to you because he knows he can get away with you because you need the job.
Oh.
He can get away with shitting on you. You've all had that too. And that's the problem with being a cop. Like some people are just not good at having power over people and some people are great with it. And then there's the reality of the stress that they face. Every fucking day you might get shot. Every day you're pulling people over. What is the worst thing that's going to happen to you in your day? Oh, did someone open their door on your car? Oh,
yeah, did someone whistle at you because you had big tits or whatever?
I saw a 10-year-old get their face shot in.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a little girl get run over by a car. I saw horrible murder scenes. You know, they're going upon car accidents every day. You're seeing so much awful shit. You're dealing with, and then every time you pull somebody over, every cop has seen those videos of people pulling people over and just getting lit with bullets, falling to the ground. There's so many of those videos. Getting your gun taken away from you, getting shot and killed.
Yeah.
We've all seen those videos.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking horrible.
It's at Walmart everywhere. A lot of that shit. It's like there's just so much violence now.
There's this one where this guy was beating up this female cop and his daughter was telling him to stop. The daughter was trying to get him to stop beating this cop to death.
Ugh.
And you're like, oh, my God. So, like, that job is not a normal fucking job. And when people don't have respect for it and don't appreciate it, it's a sign of the sickness of society. It's the illness of society that we don't appreciate law and order. And we think of it as something that somehow or another, that it's uniquely oppressive and that without it being there, you'd have less problems. So there was that was all that defund the police thing.
Yeah.
Which is just, we should have learned from that. And I hope a lot of people did. Like, that's a terrible idea. The problem is not cops. The problem is cops are human. And they have to stay human. Otherwise, you're going to get fucking RoboCop.
Oh, yeah.
So what are we going to do?
RoboCop could easily get hijacked, too. That's another issue. It's like a lot of
if
there were cyber attacks, like where they wanted every electric vehicle or something to just go drive off a cliff, they could just control. Like
100%.
If they wanted every oven to just heat to 250 degrees and just burn down every house.
Sure.
Like if something got hacked, you know, it'd be very spooky. So yeah, if cops got hacked, bro, that would be crazy. And then also they could just say they hacked. Like you could have a dirty entity hack the cops and use them for whatever they want. And then who do you even sue at that? What are you going to even, you know, they're not even people. You're going to put a robot on the stand?
Well, you would have to know what kind of like hacking is even possible and whether or not it can be detected. Because if they're doing it wirelessly, like can they do it like Jamie, you would probably know this. Can you hack something wirelessly from an anonymous account and like get into a system and no one knows who did it? Or is everything ultimately traceable if they could find the source of the invasion?
I think when you get to the high level stuff, they're going, the hacker, like the person doing the attack goes through so many levels to try to hide where they're going from.
Yeah. Wow. So they can hide somewhat. Yeah. And also, how many of those guys that are like operating at that level even exist?
Yeah.
How many of those like super high level hackers are out there? And everybody else is just kind of at the mercy. Like, if you like try understanding that, if you don't do that,
no, it's impossible.
So how is a judge going to understand it? How's who's going to understand it?
Yeah.
How are the cops going to understand it?
Right. It's kind of, yeah, it's got to be weird. If you know that much stuff, you're kind of in a world of your own.
Oh, yeah. If you're like a super Bitcoin creator type dude, you're in a world of your own. You're existing in the most sophisticated layers of the technological power of the likes the world's never seen before, never seen anything like it. And you're the people that are at the head of the code. You're the people that are making AI.
Yeah, you're like Crypto for Columbus or whatever. You're the fucking...
You're on Crypto for Columbus you're on is the great. Edge. Bro, that's great.
Dude, if people... That's why I've said this for years. People with autism are the... They're the link between regular people and machines. That's where we're headed. It's all... No, in two generations, everyone will have autism. You won't be able to find anybody that doesn't have it or that doesn't... out if like somebody's like whistling or whatever.
It's almost like whatever the reason why more people have autism today. I'm sure there's a bunch of people that think it's vaccines. There's a bunch of people that think it's environmental issues. There's a bunch of people that think it's
Chick-fil-A. Some people probably.
Could be Doritos.
I'll take it though, dude. It's so fucking good. There's no way you wouldn't take some Chick-fil-A autism, dude, if they had it, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you like every now and then, just a weird guy runs out of the back room with a couple pickles on his back, dude, I'd fucking be like, I love this guy no matter what he has, you know?
I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry,
but
dude.
It had something to do with autism. What we were talking about.
I think that this is the end of that realm.
Just imagine.
All right.
Okay. So there's whatever the reason why there's more cases of autism. Most people, I think, will agree there are more cases of autism now than ever before.
Okay.
But what meaningful changes have we done, if any, to try to limit that or to try to mitigate that or pull that back? I'm not sure. And what meaningful, like what progress has been made where you're saying like, oh, now we have 20% less autistic kids. So if that's not the case, and yet we're in the greatest technological time that we've ever been aware of, and people have more access to information now than ever before, why is it moving in that direction? And maybe that is a natural thing. Maybe all this transgender shit where everybody's like, oh my God, like I am so sick of hearing there's boys and there's girls and that's it. Maybe when you find out about plastics and the things that's happening to the human body because it's fucking with our endocrine system and it's shrinking people's genitals and shrinking people's taints and it's lowering testosterone levels and causing more miscarriages. If you were watching this play out, if you were not connected to us, and if you were like from another planet and you're like, what is this thing doing? Oh, so this is a very complicated animal. And this animal gets involved in various plastics and metals. And it has a symbiotic relationship with plastics and metals, where the plastics and metals, it gives them cars and handbags and television sets, but it also robs them of their primal essence and slowly turns them into these genderless, weird creatures that can only survive by replicating through their DNA.
Dude, well said, bro.
Because if you were looking at it from somewhere else and you were looking at, right, well, what are we addicted to? We're addicted to electronics and we're addicted to plastic.
Yeah.
We use plastic for everything.
And we're willing to sacrifice something for it.
Dude, I was reading this whole thing about petroleum in the healthcare industry and like health and wellness and like oils and shit, like how much petroleum is used and all this. It's everywhere. It's just everywhere. It's bizarrely everywhere.
Petroleum is?
Petroleum is.
Yeah.
So you've got oil and you've got plastics and you've got all of these weird funky phthalates and chemicals and pesticides and herbicides, and we're all aware of it. And we're like, this is really a problem. This is really a problem. I'm fucking blasting the air. It's all of your food. Like, this could be a problem. Everyone's on fucking Monsanto. Like,
yeah, nobody can sleep anymore.
Glyphosate is everywhere. And everyone's like, well, we'll certainly get to the bottom of that once we make it safer for queer kids. Like, and then it's slowly we're going to get to a point of no return where our genetics are fucked by our environmental pollutants, which have only existed over the last couple hundred years. So our genetics get fucked by these environmental pollutants and like giant changes in human testosterone levels just from the 1970s. Giant changes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude.
So I think if you're on that path, and you're clearly on that path, we are as a human race, we're clearly on that path.
Fast.
And we're also at the same time on the path of artificial intelligence. It's like, how much time do we really have? How much time do we really have here?
What if this, though? What if a trans kid? How many trans people are there?
They're all trans now. Everybody.
Right. What if
the whole country is trans?
What if this?
I think they've backed off a lot of it. A lot of people have decided that they really didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
There's quite a few, and people get mad at them, which is really wild.
When
people get mad at them for changing their mind.
Have you interviewed anybody that has gone down the surgery path and didn't want to have the surgery? Have you ever talked to somebody like that?
No.
Just curious what that world is like.
It's everybody's got their own weird thing with that because it's a weird thing. Like you don't like your sexual organs that you're born with. Mm-hmm. You identify with another gender, or at least you think you do.
Right.
At least like you identify with what they like more than what the boys like. You're probably just gay. And that's one of the things that they've studied is when they leave transgender or supposedly transgender youths and they don't do anything, they eventually become gay men.
Oh,
it's
I see.
Big percentage of them.
Yeah.
Does that mean they're all like that and some people don't like genuinely have like true gender dysphoria? No. That's always been a thing too.
And being gay used to seem like if you were just gay, that was everything. If you were trans or any, now it's LGBTQI, right?
And there's intersex
plus.
There's two plus.
Right.
What is plus? Which one is plus?
I don't know.
I know two is two spirit, which is my favorite.
Really? I know I'm going to need
two spirit. They took the kooky two spirit people in.
The Native Americans?
No. Two spirit is like a very specific, like, let's Google it. Two spirit is like you think you're like foxkin or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, this is where I found out that I might be fucking up what two spirit is, but this is where I found out about this stuff because a buddy of mine who lives in Utah, his wife, worked at a public school, and he told me that she told him that they were having a meeting because one of the parents had proposed putting a litter box in the bathroom because their kid thinks it's a cat.
Oh, that's crazy.
And he told me that. I talked about it on podcasts, and people started saying that that was transphobic. And this is a transphobic lie. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
So it wasn't a real story, you mean?
What does that have to do? But first of all, what does that have to do with transgender? What does that have to do with that? You're talking about someone who thinks they're a cat. Oh, how is that transphobic?
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, there's a lot of things connected in this one group that are not the same thing. Like, they're just trying to lump in every idea. Like, say if you only have, like, you know, the Electoral College, you get like a couple points in this state. But if you win like 10 fucking states, you got a big coalition, you can get in the White House.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like if you can't just transgender people on their own, too many people are like, no, you can't go into the women's room. Get out of here. But then you add them to the gays.
Oh, I see.
You add them to the queers, which is like, what does that mean? You know? And then if you're
more of a buffet of
what
folks.
Is that? Are you in, okay, two-spirit people, maybe straight, gay, bisexual, asexual, or queer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. They're the people that want to pretend the most. I'm everything. I'm a boy.
Right,
I'm
they
a girl,
want to play the
I'm
shell
straight,
game, kind
of. You're a fucking narcissist, probably. You're probably a loon. Or maybe you really have this two-spirit thing. I don't know. But there's a variety of things that are true at the same time. You know, you're going to have people that are kooky. And you're also going to have people that unfortunately really do wish they were born a girl.
Yeah.
Both those things are real. But the thing about us as a species if you're looking at these drops that are all clearly established markers in terms of testosterone levels, miscarriages, men who are incapable of having children, low sperm counts, smaller testicles and penises, like we're moving in a direction of looking like those fucking aliens.
Well, that's what I've said this for years. If you look at an alien,
right,
their head is big,
yeah,
because that's the only thing that's going still,
yeah,
and their body is this useless sort of fucking Christmas
spindly ornament.
Spindly,
genderless thing, and
yeah,
not genderless, like no tits.
That's stuck under
ass.
A weighted blanket, too, probably, dude. Bro, if you want to stop an alien, throw one weighted blanket on that bad boy.
I bet they don't interact with things.
Well, of course they don't, because everything happens in their head. It's all built in at that point. Why do you even need, if you can just blink and come or whatever, you just, you know, you fucking blink again and you have a mortgage and then you fucking cough and your fucking parents are deceased. It's just like...
There's no non-aware language. You speak every language. You know every fact about everything on Earth at any given moment. It's all in your head. There's no questions.
There's no...
You have no dick. You have no mouth.
It?
You can't even enjoy food. You have no mouth.
Yeah, dude. Well, if I got a dick, you got a mouth, dude.
Let's party.
Food second.
Okay? Let's party.
I'm catching a BJ. I don't think you get a...
From a fucking alien? Imagine getting head from an alien. Imagine you wake up and you're in the middle of the night, like you're having a crazy sex dream, and you're like, oh, my God. Like, you're getting, like, you ever have a dream where you're having sex?
You think
in the dream you're actually having sex?
Oh,
it feels real. Guys come in their pants.
Oh, I had a dream. I was on an airplane one time. Dude, I was flying to Philadelphia, right? And I had a dream that I was doing oral sex, right?
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like that in the air. And this old dude fucking shook me. And he's like, get it together.
Whoa.
I was on the plane. It was
told
just,
you to get it together.
Well, yeah, I was eating air pussy. Dude, what are you talking about? Yeah. I think at that point, it's okay if somebody shakes you.
Imagine if you open your eyes and an alien was blowing you.
Oh, I bet
you
it's
just
like,
feel trapped. You're paralyzed. The alien is just sucking your dick, looking you in the eyes. Just big insect eyes. Just,
no.
Could you imagine?
No,
bro,
dude.
Bro, fuck Stephen King. That's a real horror movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine you're paralyzed and an alien is sucking your dick?
What sound does it make? I bet it makes a sound of like
Slurpee.
A
Slurpee. They over exaggerate. They give you like a caricaturized version of our porn films. We know they like it when you make a lot of noise. They're gonna be gagging.
But they're not even moving. It's just the feeling and making the noise. Or it also has that light. You know, like whenever you make a Xerox copy of something and that fucking light goes down and back. It's like that. I wouldn't want that. Dude, what was I seeing the other day? They were having gay animals now. Is that?
They were having gay animals? What are you saying?
If you pull that up, Jimmy, if you see anything of it. Or that animals.
What kind of request is that?
Well, I'm just saying, if you see.
Bro, animals fuck couches. They fuck your leg.
Okay.
You ever have a dog?
Well, some
dogs
of them
will grab a hold of your leg. They know your leg isn't a female dog. They don't care. They grab a hold of your leg. Does that mean he's gay? No, well, it means he's crazy horny.
But no, I was seeing something where they were trying to have a high, it's like a upscale meat or beef that comes from a gay.
Why, this one, hold on to this. Why are scientists ignoring all the gay animals? Go down to that. Cause
it's
fucking,
it's a great
there's
question.
There's a study. This is like those, that James Lindsay, Helen Pluckrow's, Peter Boghossian thing. What does it say? Can I read the headline? Why are scientists ignoring all the gay animals?
Yeah.
Imagine, like, you're a scientist and you know, you're trying to figure out how old the universe is, and that's the complaint you read first thing in the morning, and you're like, hey, there's other shit to worry about.
Hey, you telling me this otter ain't a homosexual?
I'm trying to figure out how old the fucking universe is. That's why. There's not a lot of federal funding for gay animals.
Oh, there is now,
I bet. Bro, you have to get funding for this stuff.
I'm sure we spent a bill on it, dude.
Yo, that was another thing that was crazy about the Harris campaign was when you found out that they can pay activist groups. They give donations to activist groups, like large sums of money.
To like, activist wait, groups?
Like what? So that these people will endorse them.
Oh, I see.
There's an accusation that she gave, what's that dude's name who's on MSNBC? the old dude?
Don Leonard?
No. Don Leonard, you combined two names. Don Lemon and who? Sugar Ray Leonard.
Don
That's
Lemon.
You did.
Yeah, dude. Oh, hey, bro. Hey.
No, Al Sharpton.
Don's got a little more sugar than Ray Leonard, I think. To be honest. No judgment, dude. But I'll tell you
this. That's maple syrup.
Gay animal, bro. Gay animal meat is going to be the new thing. You telling me you're at a restaurant, right?
Right. There'll be a gay lamb.
And they're like, hey, okay, you can have this lamb, $70, this shank. Or you could have this sweet little lamb shank over here for $90. Yeah.
The best of both worlds. So it's got the firmness of male.
Yeah.
What else has that sweet tenderness of female?
Yeah, it's also been basted from the inside, you know? I think there's... You tell me you're not going to get a gay steak, dude, for an extra $20. You're not going to try it?
Well, especially if you're LBGT friendly. You want to support the gay steak market.
You have to.
Yeah.
That's
what if
next
like,
thing,
they start
though.
Cheating, though, and encouraging straight cows to fuck each other? Yeah. Just because they want that... Because they realize there's more money in gay steaks.
Yeah. You're like, I'll take a steak. You're like, is it gay?
In the attention market that is social media, there has to be a few people out there that are pretending to be gay that aren't. Like, here's a good example.
Oh, for sure.
Here's a good example. There were a bunch of girls, and people got mad at them because they're hot female OnlyFans girls, and they started putting fake dicks in their pants.
Okay.
And pretending that they're trans. Because that was getting them a lot more views.
Oh.
So apparently, the way to get a lot of views is to be a really hot trans person.
Hmm.
Like, really hot trans people are in right now.
Oh,
like, really hot like a girl, like a super hot girl with a hog on you.
With this
big old hog on you. So people got mad and started saying that my identity is not your costume. Like the actual
like
trans
cultural
people.
Appropriation kind of.
Yeah, but like, hey!
Right.
Are you doing that? You have a dick and you're saying you're a girl. And then these girls who don't have a dick are putting a dick on and you're saying you can't do that.
Oh, so they're all.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's like we're caught in a blender, dude.
First of all, it's very short-sighted because you should be pro-trans even if it's fake trans.
Right.
That would make more people into trans people. That'd be better for everybody.
Right, no matter what. Now, are some people...
It's a famine thinking.
Are there really some people... Are people born with wiener and breast? Is that a real thing?
I have not heard of that, but I know that some guys do have problems with their breasts. Like, there's a thing when guys take steroids, they develop something called gynomastica. And gynomastica is an enlargement of the breast tissue. I know guys who have had to get their nipples cut open, mm-hmm. and they have to get that removed and then sewn back together again. It's like a serious operation.
But so are some
but
people.
That's breast tissue because they take so much testosterone that their body starts producing extra estrogen.
Okay.
And then they get titties as a side effect.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not fucking that up. That's what I've been told. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. But the point is, that's the only time I've ever heard of, like, with a dick and tits.
But some people are born with both genitals, right?
Yes. That's a little different, right? That's pretty rare. That's called a hermaphrodite, or now I think they call them intersex now. People are always trying to come up with new names.
Oh, yeah. My buddy had these growing up.
Hot tits. Normal breast tissue. Hormone imbalance. Causes swelling.
First of all.
Causes some sweet titties.
Yeah. First batch I ever saw were on my buddy. Shout out to him,
I'll
dude.
Tell you what. If I could just crop out that right tit, I could rub one off to that right tit.
I used to look
if
at my buddy like
that. Go back to
that
tit, please. You go back to his, it's his left.
Mm. He got
so
that.
His left. It's like. No. I don't want to see those. The technical, the actual one. So if you just cropped in his left, that one.
Yeah, look
just
at that.
Crop in that, remove all side of hair.
Look at that. Look at that little milk porch he's
bro,
got on him, brother.
That's like a hot athletic girl's boob.
Oh, damn, brother. Right? That's a fucking little nerve brain.
We don't really need to. Don't do that, James.
Oh, sorry, that's a lot, dude. Really, but I'm telling you this. You telling me this. If you don't, you make a steak out of that man, you're not going to pay an extra $30?
Yeah, and then the problem would be they would start.
Our OnlyFans models with the bulge.
Oh, see?
Oh.
That's it. So they're doing it.
A lot of people. But do you think, though, this is what I wonder sometimes. Do you think that science has us headed so we were all that everyone is going to be trans at what? Like it's all yes. merging?
Yeah, I think we're going to be genderless, really. Go to that article again. I want to see what they were saying. What were they saying?
They said it was only two of them. I don't know how. It could have spread since.
Not on my Instagram
September,
feed. This is gang of them.
They might have started a trend.
They're all over the place. OnlyFans models. Can I just read that? Yeah, yeah. OnlyFans models are targeted by online LGBTQ mob after posing in underwear with fake bulges. That's so crazy. That's so crazy. That's so hypocritical.
I wonder. Dude, I heard Jelly Roll's got that thing on him. I heard he's got it real.
I bet he does. Look at that. Just two boys being silly alongside a trans flag. How can you get mad? How can you get mad?
Got that donkey
but
on him.
You can't get mad because that violates, like, you're saying that your standards are more important than them doing this thing to get attention.
Yeah.
That your standards of what's real is not real. Like, no.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. Like, because the only way... Because then it's only your standards. Because if you want that kind of a strict control of the way people view things, you're going to allow people to turn that on you. And there's going to be way more people that have a hard time with you saying that you're a woman when you have a dick than there's going to be for a bunch of girls who just want to take pictures where they have fake bulges.
Yeah.
That doesn't make – you're just being a control freak. Like you can't have no fake trans people – but only real trans people, but don't let anybody
right. It's like
be
saying
in
you
control
can't...
of who decides what's real and what's not real.
Right. It's almost the same with like a lot of cultural appropriation stuff. At a certain point, it just gets ridiculous. It's like, you can't, you know.
Did you see that one dude who faked it for like 6 months?
Fake being black?
No, you can't do that anymore.
I'm not doing it.
No, he faked being a woman. You know that dude? He was on like one of those reality shows and he had all the tattoos. He was like good looking guy, which is why it was crazy. And he said he was transitioning, and it was just a troll. He did it for like 6 months.
Just meeting chicks?
No, just like making videos online.
Oh,
where
no,
people get
I didn't
mad
see
at
that.
Him. But he kept it up forever. That dude explaining Josh Cedar's trans hoax, alleged fake death, and why Monica Beverly Hills is involved. I don't know who Monica Beverly Hills is.
Me neither.
So this guy, it was very smart. He said he's been undergoing a crash out of the most epic proportions, and somehow RuPaul's Drag Race doll Monica Beverly Hills is involved. Is this like a far left wing blog? Because the way they're writing this is like
it's called Them.
Okay, well that makes sense.
Them
dot us. Like,
it's called Them. First of all, it's called Them dot us.
Yeah, I was like, what is the? I don't understand what the tone of this article is. So go back to it now.
So he was pretending to be trans, Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
For a long time. Okay, here it goes. Scroll up a little bit. Here it goes. The former reality TV star has gone viral on social media for the worst reasons. That's definitely not the worst reason.
Yeah.
Allegedly faking his own death and claiming it was a hack, as well as pretending to be trans and posting photos of himself in feminine clothes as an experimental mockery of trans people that he claims is exposing the woke mind virus. But that's not the worst reasons. The worst reasons is like you killed a bunch of folks. The worst reasons, you lit a school on fire. That's the worst reasons. Like, that's not the worst reasons for going viral. Because why did he pretend to be trans? He came out as a trans woman. He gave interviews with the public, like Page Six.
But are there people that aren't... came out as a trans woman. Okay. So this guy just pretended to be trans for a long time.
A long time.
So he was making a mockery of them.
He said 5 months. So he did it for 5 months. So...
what he did was
in
fake
October,
being a
5 months later, he said that it was all a social experiment on an episode of the conservative podcast Prime Time with Alex Stein. Sider said the purpose was to expose how gullible and delusional the left is. What I did is I faked being a faker, he said. I pretended to be a pretender.
But
that's
right.
The thing is, like, people don't want to admit that he's correct because it makes you insensitive. But what he's saying is like logical.
Right.
It's logical.
And so what if people are actually trans? Are some people actually trans?
You would have to ask them.
Okay.
Therein lies the problem.
I see.
I think there are people that are not, though. There's people that are perverts, for sure, and pretend to be trans so they can go to women's rooms. For sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For
That's
sure.
That's at LAX.
For sure. I'm not accusing all of them. I'm just saying.
I've seen it.
You're going to have that if you have this thing. This
loophole.
Thing. It's a new thing. When I was a kid, if a guy with a beard and a dress tried to go into the women's room, men would go in there and beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let that happen. It's that they would say, oh, that guy's a pervert.
And if a woman went into the men's room, we'd tell her to bring a couple of her friends, you know what I'm saying? But still, in a respectable way. Or you would guard the door while they were urinating. That was another thing. If a woman said, I really need to urinate in here, you know?
Yeah, well, no one would care.
The added thing is a parent maybe had a relationship with this Monica Beverly Hills person.
Oh, is Monica Beverly Hills a gay guy?
It's a contestant from Drag Race.
Oh.
So then this person like tried to out them, I guess, and he denied it, and then I guess there might be evidence of it.
Oh.
So they're saying that he might have done this all in retaliation for this.
See, that's what happens a lot of times is people will.
That's right. I just read that.
Well, listen, for whatever, maybe the guy's gay and he pretended to be a woman. He's not a woman. All right? So maybe he had a gay relationship with a drag queen. Or maybe it's not even a gay relationship if it's a drag queen. I don't remember anymore. Yeah. I don't know what the new regulations are.
All I'm telling you is...
I don't know what the new regulations are. But all I'm saying is, if you want to be a person who is open-minded and who's compassionate and who just wants to let people live and let live, you can't get mad at these girls putting rubber dicks in their pants. You can't. It's too stupid.
Well, it's like somebody dressing up like for someone for Halloween, I feel like, yeah. Right?
A little bit. You could say that's what they're doing, though.
I see what you're saying.
You know,
so you're saying you're making your own Halloween.
Yeah,
so you can't be upset if we make a Halloween.
You can say you're a girl. You can say you're a girl, and you can be a guy with a beard and long nails and say you're a girl. But you can't make me go along with it.
I see what you're saying.
I'm not saying that you can't say you're a girl. I'm not saying that you can't call yourself a new name. But if we're in this weird, aggressive situation and you want me to say you're a girl so that you can go do girl things in the girl's room, and like, you can't make me agree to that.
Right.
That's where it gets crazy. Like, if you're not infringing on anybody else's space, like, there's a reason girls don't want to be in a fucking bathroom with dudes.
Yeah.
And if it's like trans men in the men's room, men don't give a fuck because women aren't going in there to rape men.
Right.
Right? So that's the difference. They're women that think they're men. No one cares. If a woman who thinks she's a man wants to enter into men's sports, no one's going to stop her.
Right. Because sometimes it's all one direction, isn't it? Isn't it always men going to women's stuff?
Well, for sports, for sure. Look, there have been women that have turned trans and competed against boys. It definitely has happened. But the striking dominance that you see where trans men or trans women, biological men who identify as women, compete against regular biological women in sports.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You get people with like...
I would just want to...
It's a delusion. It's just a delusion that you shouldn't let in. If you want to have an all-trans league, do that.
That's what we should do, I feel like. It seems like there should be that so
you
that then...
It's just a cheat code. You can't just say you're a girl. You're not a girl. Let's do a DNA test. Let's do a chromosome test. Oh, look, XY, you're a guy.
Will DNA tell you the truth every single time? Will that answer always be the...
Your fucking chromosomes will.
Okay, so there's no...
Look, there's going to be a variable thing. There's going to be a thing even with that, right? So... If you have like male and female and all female are not created equal. There's a giant curve between like the most manly man and the most womanly man.
And then
the most manly woman and the most womanly woman. Like there's this giant fucking curve that all it means to be a human being. I can't tell you where you are in that curve.
Yeah.
I don't know what you are you, man. You be you. I'll be
me. I'm doing fine.
I want you to be happy. But you can't pretend you're in that other group. You can't, especially if you are the male pretending you're a female and you want to enter into like women's rooms. You can't do that because there's too much of a potential for that to be abused by creeps.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the solution? I don't know what the solution is. I don't know. You know, individual bathrooms.
What about that family restroom that always has? Dude, I'll tell you this. The worst thing is.
Oh, that one with the diaper table?
Yeah.
That one special bathroom. That's the big
got a
bathroom.
Diaper table.
You gotta change diapers.
It's got that Australian diaper table in it or whatever. You're like, what is this
for? You don't even have a diaper, but you do have a hog and a dress.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm just going to use this one. Just not freak anybody out.
Like Jelly Roll, dude. He's got that hog on him, huh?
Yeah, but he's clearly identifying as a male.
Oh, yeah. No one's denying.
But if he wasn't, and then he had that big old hog, keep him out of the women's room.
I'm just saying he's got that mistletoe on him, I heard, you know? That's what I heard, dude. I heard he's got that. You know that thing that cops throw out to get the car to stop if it's going real fast?
Those nails on the strip.
I'm just saying, I heard he's got that rope on him, boy.
Damn.
So whatever, dude. Stay black, homie. That's what Joey Diaz always says.
Stay black.
That's the most important thing.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen the video where, speaking of Alex Jones, where Joey Diaz and Alex Jones is trying to calm Joey Diaz down, and I'm next to him. I'm just crying, laughing, and Joey's telling some story about how he smuggled weed through the airport under his nutsack. And that they didn't catch him. And then, like, what kind of fucking security do we have here? Like, see if you can find it. Because I am, like, literally crying, laughing. Like, I can't breathe. I'm fucking crying.
I haven't seen that. I'm trying to think of what I've seen.
Joey's going off. And this is, you know, Alex Jones of, like, the early 2000s.
No, I saw they got that new tariff in New York City. You see that? $9 to drive into the city now.
That's so crazy.
During congestion time, so during
that's so crazy.
I think it's 5 a.m. to 2.
They're just trying to ruin that city, man.
Well, I just wonder what will that affect. Like, who does it? Obviously, it hits everything. Hits people that don't have money the hardest, right?
You know, we were talking about how once people have power over you, once they have control over you, they never want to let that go.
Oh, for sure.
The East Coast is a great example of that, and one of the best examples is the tolls. The tolls were supposed to be created to pay for the city, to build the roads,
right.
Build the bridges. But they paid for it 100 times over. Once it's already been paid, right. Now you're just stealing money from people because you can.
Yeah.
So then they just fill their coffers up, then fill their bureaucracy and fill their red tape to justify all this money coming in.
And it's all a scheme.
This is Joey on the Alex Jones Show. 2010.
Michael Jackson. I watched this.
They're just better at covering up what they did.
Did they kill Michael Jackson?
I don't know.
Look at the movie. He was dancing and singing, and next you know, he's dying of oxygen. No, not right. A junkie's a junkie's a junkie's a junkie every day. He doesn't wake up, sing and dance, and then he has oxygen tanks at night. Something's not right there. And in my case, like old school, you're worth more dead than what you are alive. You understand me?
And now they got a new record coming out.
He ain't in debt no more. He's doing a tour next year with the people from Vegas that jump up and down the Blue Band Group, whatever the hell that is. I mean, he's worth more now than he's ever been. I think Paul McCartney killed Michael Jackson. That's what I think. If it was up to me knowing what I know, I smoke another joint, I'll break it down. Because he bought the music from Paul McCartney, didn't want to give it back to him.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they put Paul McCartney in the Super Bowl. They tried to build up the Beatles to get their thing going. And all of a sudden, Michael Jackson.
That's right, Mike.
I believe it.
It goes a lot longer. The best is the end, though. He says, stay black. Just get to the very back.
Time you listen to your bullshit congressman or your bullshit governor or even a bullshit president or somebody who's running for president, and he's hitting you with that same four shit that they give you every four fucking years, and you still vote for the fucking Momo, and then you get mad. Think about me saying the word fuck. With that, I'm out of here. I gotta go smoke a cigar.
Hey, hold on a minute. We gotta say bye here.
Some very solid points.
Don't do the No, I know. Joey, you get it.
I'm with you, but this is just to let the American public know that every 4 years they buy the same shit they've been buying every 4 years, and the same people with their Harvard articulation and how they don't curse and they're Christians and they have a family, and these are the same people that shove it up your fucking ass every year. The one thing that you get about me is I'll say fuck, but I will not fucking rob you. If I need some, I'll ask you like a man.
You're gonna die. Hey,
so go fuck yourself, you cop.
Hold on 1 second.
Take a joke, take a shuttle. Joey Diaz, Facebook, Twitter, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Big dicks in your ass.
Get out of here. You're in trouble.
He goes back.
I'm the umpire. This is the. I'm throwing. All right. Listen.
Stay black because that's the most important.
Okay. Hey, Joe.
Stay black, dude. Bro, we got to start getting more. When are you going to start to see people just identify as black then?
You can't do that. They won't let you do that.
Yeah, but that's what they said about everything.
Yeah, but that one's been a hard line for a while. You used to be able to do blackface. Think about it. So many people did blackface in movies. Robert Downey Jr. did blackface in the early 2000s, right?
Good point. Jimmy Kimmel did it.
Look at that movie Soul Man. Remember? The guy pretended to be black to get like a college
Trudeau
education.
Did it.
Yeah, he did it. A lot of people did it.
Lexter Holt, I don't even think he looks.
I think that's his real skin color.
You do?
Yeah, I think that is.
Okay. That's a rumor.
The point is, that is, it's going the other direction. It's not going the direction of like the Rachel Dolezal.
No, I think you're going to have a real surge coming up.
Well, there are people that have tried it. The problem is now with 23andMe, it's real hard to pull
Mike
off.
Perry.
He's got like 2%.
You're going to tell, hey, I ain't going to tell him he ain't. You know what I'm saying? That's for sure, dude. You, I ain't telling him. I ain't telling Mike Perry is a zebra if he wants to be, dude. Yeah. But
I'm not interested.
Can you bring
in
up people that are trying to be black and see, like by texturizing their skin, there's new things, Joe.
Well, I definitely think that people are taking pills. I've heard of that.
Yeah, darkening pills or whatever?
Yeah, there's some kind of medication that you can take. Maybe it's a peptide that darkens your skin.
Oh,
it may be a peptide, but I've heard of it. It might even have some weird like melanin name, like melanolanolin or something like that. I don't remember, though. But I do remember seeing it on an internet article where, you know, there's like how far are people going to like look different. And all different shit that people are doing.
Dark Buddy or whatever they're calling it.
Dark Buddy?
Yeah, they call it Dark Buddy. And you just like take a couple pills of it.
Oh, you're thinking of Justin Trudeau doing blackface.
Dude, you know he just retired.
He's just retired, yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, he's stepping down till they're going to have to find a replacement. And then he leaves.
I liked him better when he was black.
But that was very brief, I think.
But still, dude, he was a fucking vibe then. Bro, people have hammered on that guy so much. But
rightly so, man. That guy's a creep.
He doesn't seem like he has
like a communist.
Any strength inside of him of his own.
No.
He almost seems like a
fake
character from a Charles Dickens novel. If you bring up his retirement speech from the other day.
Yeah. Well, it's fake. That's why.
It was like, oh, Father.
It's fake. It's all fake. He's like a fake progressive. The whole thing's fake. That's why he was an authoritarian, and he kept cracking down on people's rights. And they all really saw it during that trucker protest, because that's when it was really in front of everybody's face, where you couldn't ignore it. Here's this guy who is trying to – he's freezing bank accounts from the people that donated money to the truckers.
He is, though.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to this. Fuck this guy.
But he very much has a character from a Charles Dickens novel, doesn't he?
It's because it's performative.
Look, he looks AI, though. Look at him.
But if you go to see a movie about Charles Dickens, here's one thing when you ever go to see like an old-timey movie. Everyone talks in a more elegant and sophisticated manner.
Hello.
Yeah, there's a difference to the way people talked in those like Dickens.
I've got rubella, Dad.
Yeah.
Tommy has rubella.
You know why? Because it's fake, right? Like, that's how people used to make movies back
then.
Did
people really talk like that back then?
No. No, people talk the way they talk.
Nuh-uh.
It's just people were just not... Well, they talked and they had different vernacular then than they do now. But people, when you're performing something was new. You have to think about this. If you go back and watch movies, like one of the things that's great about the fact that we produce so much content is that what it's done, the entire bank of all the content that people created since the beginning of television being started to the rock and roll boom of the 1960s to the internet to all these you can see the way people communicate evolves and changes. Mm-hmm. And if you go back to the earliest representations of broadcast media in the country, everyone talks in a way that's not natural.
James J. Braddock
Here we are.
Yep.
ABC News World Report. Hitler has moved into, you know, it's like there's a way that they talk back then. And then if you go watch those movies, they talked fake in the movies.
Wow.
Like Marlon Brando was the first guy to not talk fake. And everybody's like, what is this guy doing? It's revolutionary. He seems like he's a real guy. Like no one even knew how to do that until Brando came along and did it. And so then movies became, and you know, then you get a guy like a Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
You know, where does he come from? He comes from this entire evolutionary tree of people figuring out what's the best way to pretend publicly. And the way that they would do it in the Charles Dickens movies was a primitive way. It's like when you're watching...
Albert is sick, Dad.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was on the other day. It was like Christmas around the house.
Oh, yeah.
The old one, the claymation
day,
one.
Yeah.
When the snow was moving around.
Rudolph.
Like the snowman.
Yeah.
It's goofy as fuck. Santa looks goofy as fuck. It's terrible the way people
this
talk.
Oh, Santa.
It seems so fake. But that was the standard. It's like $6 Million Man was a good show. Okay? It was a good show.
Right.
That was the standard. The standard was terrible. Like, we had a terrible standard for communication.
Oh.
That standard's changed over time. it's changed. So the people that are still doing it that way, it's glaringly obvious.
Right.
So what Justin Trudeau is doing, he's doing like a fucking strip club DJ voice.
Yeah.
He, you know, he's like Lexus to the main stage. Yeah.
Good it's evening, Manitoba.
You don't know who that guy is. You're not getting any of him. That is a mask.
Yeah.
You're not getting any of him.
Well, he went to that Tragically Hit concert. Is that the band Tragically Hit or whatever? Huh? Tragically Hip, yeah. He went to that concert and he wore a jean jacket and everybody thought he was like a vibe, and I think that's how he won that election or whatever.
Wow.
And, you know,
that's hilarious.
And then
he's good looking, he's tall, and he's charismatic. He's figured out a way to bullshit. In the beginning, before he had any power, it worked.
Yeah.
Because he sounded like a sensible guy. But people get revealed when they face pressure. And when he faced pressure during that trucker thing, then he showed his true cards.
Do you think that they'll take Canada in to be the 50s, first or second state, whichever one it is?
I think, this is what I think. I think we take Canada and then we go right into Mexico.
Let's fucking go. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I said. I tweeted that today.
You did?
I tweeted that
today. I didn't see that.
We should let Mexico in too.
I want to be fucking
Mexican. Everybody
keeps
sneaking over. How about we just let them stay here?
Yeah, huh?
Just like, how about we go into that? How about what I said? How about what he said? Like, instead of trying to, like, let all the bad stuff in, how about we make this, like, totally lockdown safe and then expand safety? Expand it. But you got to do it without stripping people of their rights.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But also, there's
a big
some,
problem.
Like, Poland doesn't let anybody in or out of their country. Is that right?
They don't fuck around, dude.
Poland doesn't.
They don't fuck around.
And that's why, like, why isn't, why don't some countries, like, well, I guess America is kind of this, it's kind of a halfway house of, like, ideals over the years. It feels like, you know, it feels like I always thought there was this, like, yeah, idea of this is an America and this is what we do, you know? It's kind of like how you were brought up, like, with the Pledge of Allegiance, civics class, all that type of stuff. Like, this is what it means, like, forward tough type vibes, you know?
Yeah.
But then everything kind of changes over time, and now I feel like we don't know what America is. And I think that's the part that seems super scary to people sometimes.
Well, that's the part that's easy to manipulate. Right. So in this moment of chaos that we're talking about, I don't know what America is anymore. That's when you get all these fucking activist groups that are not real. That's when you get this discourse online. That's when you get people attacking. And you get real people that get caught up in it, too. And they're getting you caught up in it as well, because all these people, like, people are super addicted to arguing with stuff online. And I, you know, I see, like, otherwise very reasonable people that are on Twitter 12 hours a day, and I just don't understand what the fuck is wrong with you.
Yeah.
Otherwise very reasonable, successful people. Like, what? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, some people tweet all day. Elon tweets all day.
All day.
But
all day.
It must be an addiction, right, at this point. I mean, there's
it
no
has
way.
To be. It
if
has
it's
to
real,
be.
Do you think it's really him doing it?
Well, that was the Andre Dittmann thing. That was the thing.
Oh.
People were saying that this was a fake. So was that proven that it wasn't him?
I've been trying to track that down to have no idea what's...
I'd heard that it was proven that it wasn't him because this guy who sounds like Elon was doing something while Elon was playing Diablo Live.
Yeah, they had him talk to each other, I think, in a space.
Right.
Where they were talking. They were definitely both making noise at the same time. But again, like, without seeing both...
Also,
I've never seen a picture of the other guy, I don't think.
That could be AI.
Yeah,
right? You're telling me a guy like Elon couldn't, like, just for funsies... Yeah, rig something like that.
Be a
that's
fun way to test it.
He's catching rockets with robot arms. You know, you don't think he could figure that out? He could figure that out. He could have the algorithms talk to each other. I think there's, you know, they can already translate your language. They can take whatever you're saying right now in your podcast, and they can translate it to German. They can translate it to Spanish. They can translate it to anything.
Hmm.
If they can do that, they could for sure have a version of you that's quick enough with AI that it could respond like a person would.
Yeah. Well, it's all going to get interesting because now there used to be places, if you didn't like what was going on, you could sail off to another place. But there's not that many of those places anymore.
No, and that's one of the reasons why we got to protect America. We got to protect freedom, because if they can lock down on us, we are the last beacon of hope for the world. And I know that sounds ridiculous. Oh, you guys are so ridiculous. So egocentrical. Look what's happening to Europe. Look at the chaos. Look at the chaos. Look at what's happening in terms of, like, how people are upset at their political parties. Look at what's happening with Palestine and Israel. Look what's happening with Ukraine and Russia. Did you see that fucking bomb that went off today? You want to see something nuts?
That's real.
You don't know if it's real?
I don't think that. Yeah.
That's for real?
You sent me in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Yeah. I was taking a shit.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, Jamie needs to know about this one.
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't like shitting at night because sometimes I'll go back to sleep so while I'm sitting there, my legs will fall asleep. You ever had that happen to you, bub?
Yes.
And then you try to get up and you're like, I'm stuck here yeah. on shit island.
Yeah. yeah. Your legs go numb. And then yeah, you just like, fall down and hurt yourself. Imagine if that's how you hurt yourself, like slipping with your pants down by your ankles and your numb ass stupid legs. You bang your fucking head into the nightstand like, ow!
And your wife's like, is this who I married?
Ow! Yeah. You're the protector. You KO'd yourself in the toilet room. Slamming your head off the fucking yeah, yeah. doorknob. Donk. You get a big circle in the middle of your forehead for a month.
Yeah.
Every time she looks yeah. at you, she thinks of you with your stupid fucking bruise, your pants down by your ankles, and your half wiped ass.
Yeah. Dude, my mom used to always come. We doze off on the shitter as children, you know. My mom would always come in there and rescue us or whatever, you know.
That's hilarious.
Pretty
well,
cool.
Now it must be more common because of phones.
Oh, yeah. People
spend
all the time.
Way more time.
A lot of crazy stuff happening. You know, the Asians can't eat hot dogs anymore. I just saw that the other day.
They can't, as a general rule?
They're not allowing it. North Korea.
What were you just looking up, Jamie?
The Ukraine hypersonic thing.
Yeah. You need to see this.
How to shoot down. I don't think that video is real. I'll just start there.
You son of a bitch.
But there's already saying, like, don't believe the hype from 2023 Ukraine and the Kinzhal missile. Don't believe the hypersonic hype.
Well, I remember in the beginning of the war, there was a bunch of footage that turned out to just be video games. It was going everywhere because people can make money from clicks, right?
What
so,
that look like? But that, I'd say that explosion's
can I,
not real.
Can I see that again?
It's not real. I just.
Well, everything's just dangerous now.
How do you know that's not real?
That when it comes up here, that video of that bomb and that tree line, that's two. Someone edited that part. Those two things aren't the same.
In what way?
I hit my history of looking at this stuff a lot.
So
it's a lot of a separation right there.
Oh,
see that line?
Mm-hmm. But if it's far enough away for the curvature of the Earth, wouldn't that
All right. In theory, it could be real, but this is the only video of this that exists.
Right.
And no one else is claiming that this is real anywhere else online.
Right. What I'm seeing, though, is that thing that you're looking at in the background is elevated, right? So that would indicate to me hills and valleys.
Mm.
So that means the bomb could be going off in the valley below that, and I don't know how far down that is. So if you're talking about an area, like this could be Utah, right? So like if you're taking a photograph in
it looks
certain
like Utah, it's got a soccer field.
Oh yeah, where is
they,
that?
Do they play a lot of soccer
in Ukraine?
Utah? Oh, Ukraine?
They probably do, right? So see what I'm saying? Like that could be far enough over that hill where you get that effect of separation and still be natural.
The way that it even looks, though, it looks like someone's got a TV behind another thing and they're showing an explosion of a TV.
Right.
The way that looks is. Not even
right. It does look like a little
exposed correctly, if you will.
Right.
So even it looks, when it pulls away, it gets weird.
Yeah.
It looks grainier.
And I don't know how you would be filming that to catch a hypersonic missile. It says it was a U.S. people a reporter accidentally films it. Like, okay, yeah, really.
And it's going pretty slow at that point too.
Let me see it again. Well, it's hard. It's a perspective thing. Like it might
That's
look
true.
Slower than it is because, you know, it's covering a lot of distance.
It looks like Terminator 2. Really, that's kind of like.
It's hard too because, like, we're probably looking at cell phone footage, and cell phone footage is still not that good.
So bizarre.
They keep making it better and better, but
and it gets worse and worse. The photos do.
Well, first of all, like drones, I have not seen one good cell phone drone video. So all that argument about like if UFOs are real, where are the fucking videos? Everyone's got a phone. Those arguments are now out the window because we know the drones are real, right? So we don't. What?
Sorry, here's the result for that Kinzhal missile thing. Like, it just starts talking about it.
The type of missile that they're saying that was?
If that was a real video, it in theory would be everywhere.
Yeah.
It would be everywhere? What do you mean?
There would be a bunch more results saying, like, look at this crazy video of this missile going off.
Oh, I see, I see. Not so this, that's only, there's only one video,
on Instagram,
and there's no other reports of that bomb going off like that?
I also, like, look at the account that posted it and start looking at some of the other shit they posted. It's a little...
What is, oh, it's a shit poster. What was that one, though, that did blow up? Was it in Iran or in Syria recently? Where they hit some ammo depot, the Israelis did, and it looked crazy. And that was a real one.
That was, I remember that.
Well, yeah, you remember that one?
Beirut, I think.
Was it, I think you're right. I think you're right.
That's heartbreaking.
Oh, it's so scary. You watch the amount of explosion when it hits, you're like, Jesus. Check this out. Oh, this is a different one, but this is another one that's crazy. This is an ammunition depot building that blows up, but watch this.
Oh, you're lying.
Bro, how fucking scary is that? So play that back again.
That's real?
Mm-hmm. Watch this. Yeah, that's what it looks like when one of them things blows up. Yeah, that's crazy.
Could a Kevlar thing help you from that? A Kevlar?
No. Everyone's getting smushed. Especially if you're close. The buildings are getting eliminated.
They're and what could you hide behind?
Vaporized.
Like, what type of thing would you do there?
There's
what
nothing. You're not going to do anything. You're going
to
get vaporized.
But you
it's only about how much distance you are from that blast. Here's one, too. Yeah, this is the one, the aerial Syria. That's right, the Syrian army one. Check this out. See if you can do it from the beginning. It's fucking bananas, dude. Watch this. Look at this. Boom.
This just happened?
A couple weeks ago, maybe.
3 weeks ago, it says. Fuck. Look at that.
And that was in Syria?
Mm-hmm.
What did they do wrong?
The way he just phrased that was so funny.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
If you really want to pay attention, you have to go down multiple rabbit holes.
Okay.
But, you know, Assad was just removed as the dictator of Syria.
Okay.
What's that, Jamie? Oh, I thought you did. He did get removed, right? And is he dead or is he... Because there was reports that he was in a plane. The plane was shot out of the sky. But then there was reports that he landed in Russia. So I don't even know what's true. Did he get a shot out of the sky, or was that was like a story that was in the news?
I do remember hearing that, and it's not saying he's dead when I Google his name.
Are the stories still up that says his plane got shot out of the sky? Because I remember there were stories that said his plane got shot out of the sky, and then there was some Twitter story saying that he landed in Russia. I was like, what is going on with this? But they wanted a regime change. And they got it.
How hard was it for him to get?
You know, that's the problem. If you want to go down this rabbit hole and have a conversation with, like, Dave Smith about it.
He knows?
Yeah. He'll take you down a rabbit hole.
He's an interesting guy, huh?
He knows a lot.
He's very smart, huh?
Very, very smart. He knows a lot. He knows a lot. And he, like, legitimately knows a lot. He's not bullshitting about mm-hmm. what he knows.
Yeah.
And that's why he gets these guys, they get cocky and they want to have, like Chris Cuomo, want to have a debate with him, and he just trounces them.
Yeah,
because
he,
like, he knows what he's talking about. He's not lying, right? The difference between a guy like any of these CNN type media darling types who pushed the fucking COVID narrative and push every mainstream narrative, those guys, that's a very specific kind of mindset. It's a bullshitter's mindset. And those guys all melt in front of actual conversations with people like Dave Smith who know what they're talking about, are not ideologically captured.
Yeah.
Because there's certain things you just can't argue. You can't argue that it's a good idea to do certain things. And if you have not made that conclusion in your mind, you're still thinking like you're employed at CNN, you're never going to beat a guy like Dave Smith in a conversation. Because he's not going to argue with you if you're right. If you're right, he's going to agree with you.
Yeah, he seems so locked in.
These people that they're doing a totally different thing. Reuters reports Assad may have died in plane crash, later removes report. Well, they got the call.
So he escaped, I guess. But, well, yeah, so they got the regime call, is gone and down. And I've seen no more updates other than this that I don't know where he is.
Do you believe that we still can get real news information, Joe?
Not from me. Speaking of which, I have to correct something, because there was a conversation that I had with Giannis Pappas and Chris DiStefano. We were talking about John Jones. I had heard a rumor that John Jones wanted $30 million to fight Tom Aspinall. And I did hear that rumor. And I did hear that the UFC said yes, but it is not true. So Dana contacted me, said that rumor's bullshit. So I felt obligated to tell everybody that was a fake rumor. I don't even remember who, because we did that podcast, unfortunately, we did that podcast 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember who told me that.
What do you think the amount is that John Jones would fight him for, or do you think it's an amount?
Well, apparently John is thinking about retiring.
Yeah.
And he should. I mean, he's going to have to someday. He should. I'm not saying he should retire. I'm saying he should think about it. Give the man all the time he wants. He can fight whenever he wants to fight. That's John Jones. He's the GOAT. So leave him alone. If he decides one day to come back, and he comes back and he wants to fight Tom Aspinall for the heavyweight title, the question is, like, how long are you allowed to hold on to the title before they start having that conversation? Now, he just knocked out Stipe Miocic, so give the man months. Give the man 5 or 6 months. Just leave him the fuck alone. But at a certain point in time, you have to decide who the heavyweight champion is. And if Tom is the interim heavyweight champion and John decides he doesn't want to fight anymore, he could do that. And he could do that also and then come back in a year and fight for the title. He could do that. Like, yeah. He could do whatever he wants. But he might decide, you know what? Had an unbelievable career, never lost, except the disqualification loss to a rule that has since been reversed. He's the GOAT. He retires. He's got plenty of money. He's got an opportunity to do some acting. Yeah.
He's an interesting character to me because he seems like them. He seems unique, kind of.
Oh, he's very unique, yeah.
Like, he seems hard to pinpoint, kind of. Does that make any sense or no?
No, but that doesn't ever stop me from conversations with you.
Thanks, dude. Thanks.
I don't require you to make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, he
that
just
would
seems
be so
unique.
Boring.
Yeah,
imagine
true.
If I were. Hey, listen, Theo, I really love you. I love talking to you, but you got to make sense. Imagine that would ruin our whole relationship.
That's true.
That would be the most ridiculous requirement. Well, you know what Joe said to me? People go, what? That is so fucked up. Why would he say that?
God, give me one of those gay steaks, huh? Those things are 30 bucks more. God damn.
It comes out. They fucking pull it
out. You telling me queer shoulders, $9 more per pound.
They serve it in a high heel shoe. The waiter takes it out of the shoe, plates it.
The waiter just kind of scoops it onto your tongue.
Yeah, I call it a juicy Santana.
But they're gonna start. It's gonna start happening. They're gonna start getting these LGBTQ meats. They're gonna start getting.
What's the D? You put a D in there.
I don't know. I think probably for cat.
She said LGBD.
I don't know, dude. They keep putting other stuff
in
there.
New ones. Yeah, they always add ones. But the one that pisses me off the most, the A, that's asexual. Hey, stay out of it. This is not you. Why are you in there?
Yeah.
See, it's like the Electoral College thing that I was talking about.
Right.
Because they gathered up this gang.
We get enough.
Of like fucking Springfield, Ohio. Come on in. Come on in. We could use your vote. And then just pile it all on. Do you think it's a good idea to get rid of the Electoral College? Do you think it should be one person, one vote?
Yeah, I kind of do, because I think it just, there's no way that it's like askew at all then, you know?
Right.
I feel like it's one person, one vote. That's it.
Right.
You know, I just worry about still like how many extra votes they had the one time, you know, if that was ever figured out or not.
Nobody figured it out.
Which seems crazy, but
there's theories.
I just wonder, once our voting gets compromised, it's a wrap.
There's theories, but the theories suck. The number's too big to me. 15 million is too many people. You look at the graph of how many people voted, you know, for 2012, 2016, and then there's 2020.
Yeah.
It's bananas.
People showed up.
And then there's 24. It goes back to normal again. And 24 is probably the most consequential election of our lifetime, where people felt more nervous. Like, if these motherfuckers get in charge one more time, like, we could get, like, literally invaded by terrorists. We could lose all of our rights to say things on the internet. They were talking about cracking down on hate speech online. Like, that free speech is not hate speech. That Tim Walz guy was actually saying that. Hate speech. Free speech does not include hate speech. Like, what are you? By whose fucking definition? Yours? A guy who thinks tampons should be in the boys' room?
Yeah.
Like when Trump started calling him Tampon Tim, that was like one of the
that's crazy.
Of all his names, that's my all-time favorite. It didn't get used that much because he only had it for a couple of months because the guy went away as soon as the election was over. But Tampon Tim is the best.
Yeah, I think I'm amazed how quickly after the election everything just felt like.
Dude, people in New York, Ari was talking about it. He said people in New York, even though they didn't win, like their guy didn't win, they're happy they didn't win. There's like a marked feeling of relaxation, like, because people in New York are realizing your fucking city is under attack.
And now it's $18 to drive in and out of it. It's $9.
It's under attack. And I don't mean like invaders. But there's now, that too. But there's also your rights are under attack. You're being propagandized. You're getting your finances drained. They're sucking money out of you and not providing you good service. You have terrible leadership. You have corrupt leadership. You know, when they saw it with Bill de Blasio, and I think they thought it was going to be better with Eric Adams and this Kathy Hochul lady's out of her fucking mind. Like, you're watching these lunatics run that state, and they're running it into the fucking ground. And people have to wake up before the thing hits the rocks.
Do you think we'll start to separate into different countries and states eventually? Like, or do you think new things like that will start to happen? Do you think we'll figure everything out?
Well, we are different countries. We're the United States of America, but we're like Europe, really. Like, New York is so much different than Idaho.
Yeah.
You know? Iowa is so much different than Florida. You know? I mean, we yes. all speak the same language, but how much different is Miami to Portland? I mean, they might as well be in another fucking country.
Yeah.
Like, you should have a passport to go to Miami.
Yeah.
They should check your papers if you want to go to Miami. You just went to Cancun, son.
You should have a passport to go to Eastern Washington, too, dude.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But it's like, we're a bunch of different spots, and that's one of the things that makes it cool is that you can move to a new spot. But like you were saying earlier, like, you could move to a new spot for now. Like, we moved. You moved to Nashville. I moved to Texas. We moved because we didn't like the spot we were at. We found a spot that was like, this is better. Like, this is more relaxing. I feel better. But if you are under one universal control, and that federal control controls all of the social issues, all of the contentious issues about whatever it is, whether it's Second Amendment, First Amendment, abortion, immigration, whatever. If you have like central control, then you stifle the debate about what's best for the population. Because when the people get into control, they enforce that, and then they penalize the people that don't agree with them. And they make it like real obvious that you step out of line, they're going to come get you, and they're going to arrest you just like they're doing in the UK. While they're arresting people that are making Facebook posts, you bet your fucking ass there's a lot of people that want to post things on Facebook and they don't.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to go to jail. And that's not good.
That's not good.
That's the problem with centralized control.
Yeah, I just saw a thing where that seems like the scariest thing. Because, and it's like, well, how do you think that people here are like people there, or that the beliefs here are like the beliefs there? That's why I wish we almost had like places where it's like, okay, if this is how you believe, then this is a place for you, right? And if this is how you believe, then this is a place for you. Because I think if we have, you know, I don't think you'd have that many places. You need probably 10 or 11 places.
Well, but then you get the problem of people coming into a place and deciding that they want to put their own beliefs on this place and change the place.
Yeah.
That's where things get real weird. And you're seeing that with, you know, a lot of countries that are getting a lot of Islamic immigrants, and they want to enforce Sharia law, and they want to do it in their neighborhoods and do it in their communities. And what is that thing? Is this bullshit? Because there was some patrol group of Muslims in New York that were driving around in cars, and they were dressed like cops. And I saw that. I was like, is this rage bait? Is this clickbait? Like, what is this? What is this I'm saying? This can't be real. So it was these guys dressed up like cops that had cars that looked like cop cars. It said something about like...
Could have been a music video or something.
It could be. It could be.
Is it this? This is that's 5 years old.
Muslim community patrols protecting U.S. mosques. So are they just security guards that are around mosques? Is that what it is? And people are blowing this up?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay.
I just saw, too, election count. The numbers are pretty similar from 2020 to 2024.
Really?
Everything up.
Now that they have everything?
You have 155 million votes for this.
Can we see it? the graph?
I couldn't feed on the graph.
See, but the thing was, the graph was that there was 15 million extra votes.
But the graphs were made before the election, the counts were all done.
Hmm. Right, but wouldn't that mean, so now the numbers are high again?
California didn't finish counting until like a week ago or something like that. And they weren't done for a long time.
Are you serious?
I don't know the actual date, but it was
true.
A long time.
Trump was just talking about it, that California hasn't finished counting yet. Bro, they're
what
the
are
worst.
You? How could you take so long to count?
Here's the best part. In every close race, after prolonged counting for long periods of time, Democrats won.
Yeah.
The ones where they're... What are the odds? The ones where you see like how many counties shifted red, that's the same thing. It's like people are getting fed up with it. They're getting tired. They're sick. They're sick of bullshit. So, hey, dude, we're going to do my podcast and we're going to do your podcast. So this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
So we will right now, we'll stop, we'll take a piss, and then people that want to follow this conversation, go to Theo Vaughn's podcast. And it'll be this from now out.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, listen, I appreciate
thanks for having
you,
me, man.
We're going to have fun tonight, too.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Shane's
I'll be at the
coming
club.
Down. We're coming to the club. Joe DeRosa's here.
Oh, we got to let Shane out of that sauna.
No, he's out.
He oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's a door. Just push it out. Yeah. He's a big boy. Pickle
me. No, I'm excited to see him. It'll be fun. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back, folks, on Theo's show.